SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice. And please, don't use this show to try to convince your partner to do something they're not comfortable doing.
This is Phil Rossi of the Filling the Page podcast, and you're listening to the SwingerCast. You don't have to be a swinger to listen to the SwingerCast, but after you do, you're going to want to be.
I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to
SwingerCast. Yes. Hope you all had a very nice holiday, a hot holiday. We sure did. We had a very hot Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's not the kind of hot we're used to having. It was something we never experienced before. I'm sure John doesn't want me to share it.
No, I'm sitting here clutching this microphone going, damn it, woman,
shut up. It was very hot, and I will repeat it. And it did involve hot oil. And John did come close to seeing God or his maker. And
I nearly died, everybody.
Okay. It was hot oil and it was a fire and it did involve firefighters and all on Thanksgiving.
All right. I fucked up again.
So basically,
don't tell the story.
Okay. We got it.
You're going to tell the story.
Yes. We, had a hot time on Thanksgiving, and the oil got a little too hot and started a fire in our backyard.
I was frying
up a
turkey.
That's basically it, and it was very scary.
Well, you got to tell them. They don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I think people can figure it out.
I was frying a turkey, and it caught fire.
Why we start a fire in our backyard on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was frying a turkey, and it caught fire.
Yes, and it almost...
And the fire department came to our home on Thanksgiving.
Yes, and John burned his arm.
Because I... screwed it all up.
No, but everything is okay, but it was very, very, very scary 10 minutes of pure, utter hell. That was our hot time, Thanksgiving. Hope your time was hot, but not quite as hot as ours.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was one to remember for sure.
Yes, and we will be eating out next Thanksgiving for sure. No more turkey frying for us.
No, but I lived to tell about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't want to tell about it. Damn you.
Okay,
Allie.
Well.
Okay, so what are we going to tell the people about on this episode 19?
We went to a meet and greet. You know, we usually just go to clubs. So this was our first official meet and greet that we went to. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we found out online of a group that meets... And we could go to a bar, and it was just like a, you know, vanilla bar, and we could go there and have cocktails and meet. But it was kind of funny. That's another kind of another screw up of mine.
Okay, because we are, you know, rushing around, and we both...
I'm not the brightest bulb in the batch,
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. We were just in a hurry, and we both didn't read the email close enough, and we got the times wrong.
Yeah, we thought
and
that the party started.
We arrived at this vanilla restaurant / bar at about an hour and 20 minutes before the swingers arrived.
Well, the party started at 6:30, but we got there at 4:30, and we were having a good old time just with each other, having a few drinks and enjoying all the free food that they had, and we were just kind of checking the place out, and I was like, ooh, that group of people must be the swingers.
We were nervous because it was our first time, and we go in there, and we knew it was going to be a vanilla bar, so we were like, okay, well, we thought, oh, we'll be able to find the swingers right off the bat.
No problem. We're seasoned pros.
So we walk in, and we're like, okay, let's scope the place out for the swingers. And
we saw a group of people, and they were sitting at a table, and they were all, you know, mingling with each other, and there were several couples there, no, like, single people there. They were all seemed to be kind of coupled up, and we thought, okay, that's got to be them.
That was the largest group there that were together, so John said, that's them. So we got our food, and we were going to go walk over there, but something made me stop, and we sat at a table next to them, and John was kind of a little mad. He was like, well, let's just go up and talk to them. Let's go, why are you sitting in... But what held me back is they weren't, yes, there was a table, but they weren't touching or holding hands or didn't seem...
Like any kind of sexual innuendo was going on at all.
I don't know. They didn't seem as open. They seemed... To me, like a work party or something, and I guess that's... and.
So eventually, one of the people came over to our table, and they asked if they could borrow a chair from us. And we said, sure, and we thought, okay, here's our opportunity to say to them, hey, we're looking for the swinger group. The swinger group?
But we didn't say swinger group. I just said, yeah, you can have a chair. We're meeting a group here. I was wondering if your group was our group that we're meeting. I didn't say swinger. And he looked at me, and he said, no. I'm sure that it's not.
Yeah, that was weird.
And it was kind of weird. We were like, okay, well, I'm glad
he was positive that we were not a member of his clan.
Yeah.
Whatever clan it was.
Whatever. But okay, so we were like, all right. Shoo, I'm glad we didn't walk over there and just say, hey, we're the swingers. Are you guys the swinger group? That would have been funny.
So I finally took Allie's advice and went and talked to the bartender, because if you've listened to these episodes enough, you know that the bartenders know everything.
That's after walking around a bit and trying to right. find it. But the thing is, everyone looks like swingers to us now. I mean, yeah. We were thinking, okay, there they are.
They're
the swingers. But none of them were, you know. And then John went and talked to the bartender, and then the group arrived.
Yeah,
around 6:30 or 6:15.
But we had to cruise out of there because we had to get home to our kids and stuff, so we couldn't really stay. But we went back again the following Thursday or the Thursday after that.
Well, the Thursday was Thanksgiving, the following Thursday,
right.
But we went.
So after that, we went and met with them again, and then eventually went to a new club.
But that was fun. It was fun meeting with them. I mean, I wasn't sure about the meet and greets, but I loved it. I loved it. I loved meeting the people and talking with all the people.
It was just a small crowd, though, people.
It was a small crowd, but
very
it
small.
Was definitely a friendly bunch of people. And
I personally, there's something to be said for going to a big club where there's, lots of people, and there's, because the more people, the more opportunity there is to meet someone. But I still do enjoy a smaller group. It can be more fun with a smaller group of people because you get a chance to talk to everybody and to have more, quality talking, or whatever. But
yeah, I honestly didn't think I would like it, the smaller group of people. But
so while we were there at the meet and greet, we got the opportunity to meet with some club owners of a brand new club, and they invited us to come to like a dress rehearsal, a trial run.
A dress rehearsal, an undress rehearsal.
An undress rehearsal of a new swinger club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really cool because we got to go to the club, and we went there last night. We're recording this tonight. The place was awesome. It's a house party. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a home, but
very nice home.
In Southern California with a beautiful canyon view and playrooms that were just, first rate.
Very classy, very sexy.
And so what we want to do is we want to go back there and do like a little sightseeing tour with the owners and a couple of hot girls that can kind of take you guys through
it. Yeah.
And show you the sights and sounds of this new club. It's really very cool. They had a nice dance floor, good food.
Great DJ.
Yeah. And we danced and... But again, it was just, it was like a trial run through of it. And so there weren't like, a lot of couples there or anything. But
I'm sure this club is going to grow.
Yeah.
Because it's run by some very nice, classy people. It was a great time for us. We were dancing fools. And there were three girls that were really, really into dancing as well. And at one point I was a little tired, and I sat down at the bar which you can clearly see the dance floor. It's right there on the side of the dance floor. And I was watching John. What were you guys dancing to?
Well, this girl pulled me out on the dance floor and asked me to dance with her, and I wasn't going to turn that down. Three hot girls.
I know. They were so cute, and I wanted to sit. They wanted me to come out there too.
I was playing air guitar for them.
It was so funny. They were like jamming out. It was so cute. And I was getting turned on watching John dance.
Really?
Yeah, I was. I was the three girls.
No, we were trying to drag you out on the dance floor.
Y'all said it once, but the reason I was not going out there is because it was turning me on watching you dance with
really?
The three girls. Yeah.
Well, I was having a good time.
Yeah, it was.
They were shaking their stuff, and we were getting down and just dancing.
And I was just loving watching you guys dance.
It was literally, it was me and three girls on the dance floor, and that was it.
At that point, it was late in the evening.
Yeah, and they were fun.
Yeah,
two of the girls were grinding up against each other, and then
y'all started doing
some kind of head banging stuff, and we were just being drunk and goofy. Whatever, we were having a good time.
But it turned me on. I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, that turns me on.
So it was pretty late because we were talking with everyone mostly and dancing and talking and drinking. And it was late. About that time, there was another couple that we hadn't talked to really.
Mm-hmm.
But we were out on the dance floor dancing to some songs that we liked. And they were kind of watching us, and I whispered to you and said, you know, they're giving us the eye, or she's giving us the eye. And we were dancing, and then we went up to the bar and got a drink. And I think John went out to get something to eat, and I talked to him a little bit, but it was very superficial, you know, talking.
Yeah.
And they got up and danced. And I think that we just got on talking with some other people. But we decided to go. We didn't see him around. So we were like, okay, well, let's go down. Let's go down and play to the play area. And I went down first, kind of ahead of you. And I saw him on the bed near the swing, the one that was right next to the swing. So I said, okay, I want to go test out the swing. So,
right, because they were right near the swing.
On the bed. And so we went and took off our clothes. They were on the bed, and we took off our clothes on the other side of the bed where the swing was. And we didn't have towels, so I was like, John, go get us some towels.
So I cruised down to the end of the hall, grabbed two towels, the thoughtful swinger that I am.
Yeah.
One for us and one for the other girl. And then as I was leaving, I met her in the hallway, and she's like, where are the towels? And I'm like, I got you one. She's like, oh, thank you. And so she and I headed back up there to where you and the other guy were. Mm-hmm.
But we hadn't really talked to them about...
No, not much at
about,
all.
About our...
anything. We were just having sex with each other.
Right, right. And I knew right off there were a lot of clues that they were new, very, very new to this.
Yeah.
So we weren't going to
be pushy or
anything. We were just having sex next to them. But then after that, we started getting into like mirroring each other. Is that
Yeah, what they were doing, we were doing. If she was giving him head, you were giving me head. If he was going down on her, I was going down on you.
If they were doing
doggy, we were doing doggy.
You sound like you're saying that like it was boring, but I thought it was hot. And I thought it was hot because...
Like it was boring?
Yeah.
Shit, no. Wasn't boring?
Well, I mean, we didn't get into like a full-on soft swap thing going on.
No, but it was hot watching them.
Yeah,
she was like she was like looking at me when I was fucking you, you know. She was looking me in the eye and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was hot, and I knew that they were new. I knew they were new. And then I put my hand out, you know, to see, cuz she had been giving me eye contact. The hand thing didn't really work with her.
Well, say the hand thing, because if somebody's never listened to our show, they don't know what you're talking about.
to see if a girl is interested in or wants to play, I kind of like will put my hand out a little bit, you know, and if she touches it or rubs it, then I pretty much know. But she never did. But it took a while, but she did give me an eye contact. And she looked at me while he was fucking her and you were fucking me. She looked at me and then she said, can I touch? I said, okay. And I said, oh, yeah, oh yeah. And she just touched my tits and kind of rubbed on me. And I did the same with her.
While I was fucking you or.
Yeah. But it turned out and then John and I got in the swing. That was fun. I always liked the swings. And it turned out that afterwards, when we were talking with him, that it was their first time at a club, and it was his birthday, and they had been married about the same time as John and I had. And I just thought it was cool, and I was glad I wasn't pushy or, you know, we weren't pushy.
No, they had a great time. We had a good time, and
they'll be back for sure.
We'll see them again.
They'll had a great time.
I was amazed by the guy. He was a stud.
I know. John's gonna start working out now too.
Yeah, I gotta get in better shape. But no, that wasn't his physique that impressed me. It was his refractory period. He came, and then he was on her again in a matter of seconds.
Yeah,
he was on it again. Usually, I gotta take like a 5-10 minute break, you know, mm-hmm. before I can get it up again. Not this guy. He was extremely turned on, and he came and he got right back on there and did her again. I was impressed. That's the working out I'm talking about.
Well, you know, the 10-minute break or the break, you know, you don't have to break completely.
Well, you know, there's still things you can do if you're in a situation. You can still use your fingers, and you can still use your mouth, and you can still use your tongue, and still, you know, perform. But, I mean, some guys, you know, I'm not one of them. Some guys are just able to come, and then it's up, and it's, you know, still going, and they can, you know, keep fucking. Yeah. And I was never that guy. Even when I was, you know, 17, yeah. I was never that guy. Wow. I need a little bit of a intermission.
So you were a little intimidated by his
No, I wasn't intimidated. I was in admiration. I wasn't intimidated.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I wasn't intimidated by it, but thought it was, you know, I thought that was great that he was able to, you know, be that turned on and you know, and keep going. I mean, I was turned on too, but I just
Well, most guys aren't like that, though. Most guys aren't like that. Most guys are like you and need to take a break. I don't want you to, all the other guys, to think everybody at a swinger, all the guys in the swinger club going on and on and on.
Well, for all those guys that are like worried about being at a swinger club and being worried that they're not going to be able to get it up again like that, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe that was, you know, his first time at a swingers club, that guy. And he was able to get it up right again because he was at a swingers club. I mean, you know, maybe he's, you know, in his normal world, maybe it takes him a half an hour, 45 minutes. Maybe he was just so turned on to be in a swingers club that...
For the first time and be fucking next to someone.
And having his girl touch another woman, that it just really turned him on. And he was able to get it up really... Because, yeah.
Yeah, because most are like you and need a little breather. You know, before they can get it up again. So,
right.
That's totally normal.
Totally normal. But they were really super fun people, and we're looking forward to going back there again.
And the next time we go back, we're going to do a little tour with the sexy women that run the place.
Yeah, and I just want to say a little shout out to the hosts that invited us there, Jim and Susie. And we put a link on our website. Wouldn't be too all difficult to find the club that we're talking about if you go to their webpage, but they're super fun people.
Oh yeah,
Jim and Susie.
We love Jim and Susie. They're great.
Yeah, and thank you guys for having us there.
Hi, this is Russell.
Hi, Russell.
I've been listening to you guys now for a while, and
thank you.
I would say that your show is a number one, hot, sexy. Dripping with excitement.
Dripping with excitement.
I listen to you guys on the way to work and on the way from work. Just want to say, please keep the podcast coming.
Oh,
I'm trying
thanks.
To catch up to current date, Right now I'm listening to the one about the strap-on, which was extremely exciting.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, too.
My wife and I are wanting to get into the swinger lifestyle. We've experimented a little bit in our past with a few threesomes, male-male-female, male-female-female. And we're very curious about getting into the full lifestyle of it. I had emailed Allie a couple of questions.
I got your email.
And I'm hoping to hear a response back soon. And one of the questions was about uncircumcised men and about body shapes and how swingers view people who have different body shapes and things like that. We're a little bit on the overweight side, not terribly. And we're just kind of concerned about how we would be received. And I hope to hear back. Keep it up.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
I found out about you guys from Texas Fun.
Play with
it. You came highly recommended, and I really do enjoy it.
Thanks, bye. Russell.
So, Allie, uncircumcised versus circumcised.
Okay, so what's Russell is uncircumcised, and he's wondering how he would be accepted in the lifestyle, being uncircumcised. And honestly, I have never heard any negative comments from women about uncircumcised penises. In our area in Southern California, I think that there is a trend of people actually not circumcising their children. So we're seeing a lot more in the clubs of uncircumcised people. I guess mainly people from...
What, other countries and stuff?
Other countries or, you know, I notice, I mean, I've been with people at clubs that are uncircumcised. And when we were doing our research for whether we were going to circumcise or not circumcise our child... We read a lot, and I think that John wishes that he was uncircumcised.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, I do wish I was uncircumcised because I'd like to have all of me that I'm supposed to have.
Right. And I think you feel that because sometimes when we're playing and we're playing with someone who's uncircumcised, you always ask me afterwards, you know, was he uncircumcised?
I'm wondering because I don't have that, you know.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what is that like?
Right. You think that you're missing some sensitivity or something? Because we read about that uncircumcised.
Yeah, I guess part of it is reflect it onto myself. Yeah, that's probably partially true. But usually when I ask you that kind of stuff, it's more of a curiosity for me of what you felt like. Playing with a uncircumcised penis. That's the curiosity factor of it.
My take on it is I think it's similar to girls with small breasts want to know what it's like to have large breasts.
Right.
And it's always what you don't have and you're wondering what it is. I enjoy uncircumcised penises just as much as I do circumcised. There's no really difference for me.
Because when they're erect, you really can't.
Right, right. So
as long as they're turned on.
So I'm not sure what area of the country he lives in, but in California, I've been seeing a lot more uncircumcised penises in the lifestyle clubs that we go to.
And I think he'd probably be surprised, or maybe not surprised, but at least maybe relieved. To know that if he does go to a club, that there is going to be a percentage of men that are going to be uncircumcised in there.
Yeah.
He's not going to be alone.
Right, right. And I think some women might get turned on.
I think more women, to me, if I had an uncircumcised penis, I would bet that probably there'd be a curiosity factor there for a woman who'd never seen one before. Do you think? She'd probably be curious to see how that works.
I was curious the first time.
I don't think she would be. Were you curious the first time you ever saw an uncircumcised penis?
Yeah.
And what were you? Why were you curious.
That was
about
before
it.
You. It was way before you. Of course, I'm. You know, of course, I'm. Yeah.
So his other question was about body types or body. He mentioned that he was a little on the heavy side. That he and mm-hmm. his lady were a little bit on the heavy side, and he's worried about maybe going to a club and
how he would be received.
Those were his words. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think all sizes and shapes are represented in the lifestyle and clubs.
Dude, hey, Russell, I'm talking to you mano a mano here, dude. All kinds of people in these clubs, from 20-year-olds to 70-year-olds, from svelte to big. You'll see all. You know, that's what's great about the lifestyle.
Everyone's uniqueness just adds to the spice and fun of it all, I think. And
we've played with couples that are hotter than us. We've played with couples that are younger than us, older than us.
Well, he's asking about body images, too.
Yeah. Heavier than us.
Yeah. And
skinnier than us.
And we've been heavier playing also when we first started out
mm-hmm.
into lifestyle. We were a great deal heavier.
We're about 50 pounds heavier.
You were, and I was about 40, uh-huh. 45. So we've been in the lifestyle, and we've been, you know.
And I'll tell you what, when we were heavier, seemed like more people approached us.
Right. Yeah, I know. When we lost our weight and we went to that club that night, and we both thought, oh, we're just going to get all kinds of
attention.
And we didn't. And we were like, wow,
what the hell?
What's going on? But I don't think we were comfortable with our new body image. And that's probably why we didn't get as much
right.
attention. So as long as you're comfortable with yourself and just, you know, having fun and, you know, whatever body image, because there's going to be people that prefer slimmer builds and there'll be people that prefer larger builds.
All right. So the next little message came off of our website from our little My Chingo, and it's from Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, John and Allie, this is Maggie. I just wanted to leave you guys a message because I'm a big fan of your show, and you're always saying that you wish people would leave you more messages, so that's what I'm doing. I guess I did have a question. I was wondering, I think I've heard you mention a couple times that you have kids. I was wondering if they were aware of your lifestyle or if you plan on telling them about your lifestyle anytime soon, and if so, how are you going to go about it? All right. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks.
So, Maggie, thank you for your question.
Yeah, that's a very interesting question.
Our kids are under 13, and I don't think it's appropriate to talk to them about swinging.
Yeah, I because we wouldn't be sharing them our details about what we do if we didn't swing. We wouldn't be sharing our sexual details with
now,
them anyway.
That opinion might change when they get to be a little older and they're adults and they've had the opportunity to, you know about sexuality and to, you know about the decisions that we've made.
But even if they're in high school, I'm not going to come out and just tell them unsolicited, you know, hey, we're swingers. But if they ask, I'm not going to lie to them.
No.
And I'm not going to keep that from them. But, okay, kids at our age, the age that our kids are at, you know, they just want to know that mom and dad are happy and secure and they have a secure place and mom and dad love each other. And that's all they need to know. They don't need to know any details about mom.
No.
Likes it this way or dad right. likes it that way.
Mom
or
likes it doggy style.
Or whatever. I mean, it's just not appropriate. But we do discuss sexuality with our kids on their age-appropriate levels, you know, on a need-to-know basis. We're very open with that and discuss sex with our children. But they've got too much on their plate, the kids do. They don't need any other stuff.
No.
And kids, even in high school, you know, I can remember in high school finding out, some of my friends would say, oh my God, I walked in on my mom and dad having sex and oh my God, it freaked me out and blah, blah, blah. Even in high school, kids don't want to hear what their parents
are up to
do or don't want to even
how they're
still
tossing salads.
Really? I mean, so, you know, but if they're in college, And we're talking, and they've grown and are comfortable with their sexuality. I would discuss it, or if it comes up or in a conversation, I wouldn't be.
I think the key thing is that, you know, you raise your kids and you try to give them every possible insight and every possible chance that you can give them. And you want them to mature as adults. Mm-hmm. And once they become adults and they are able to handle the same decisions that you've had to make in your life, then, you know, they're able to digest the information the same mm-hmm. way that you have. They have life experience.
Right.
You know, kids don't have the same life experiences that we've had.
And we don't want to place ours on them at too early of an age, because that wouldn't be good.
And I know that some people talk about swingers being, oh, we're supposed to be these open communicators, and the, you know, you're supposed to have this open lifestyle and be free and share all this information
with everybody. Yeah.
But there are things that just aren't appropriate. Point in example is I love my mom and I love my dad, but I don't go and share with them my sexual experiences with my wife.
They've never shared theirs with
all
you.
All they want to know is they ask me, you know, how is your relationship with Allie? It's great.
Did they
things,
ask you that?
Yeah, they'll ask me, how are things in your life? How, you know, how's Allie? How are the kids? It's great.
It's a little different for me because I have, when I was in college, you know, an adult, I'm able to talk to my dad that way. You know, I've heard
in what
some,
way?
No, I mean, I know his sex life. I know some things about his sex life.
But even your dad, who is a gay man, and he talks to you about relationships that he has with other men, he doesn't go into the specifics. All it is that you know that he's happy and secure.
Yeah.
In who he is. And that's enough. Right?
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is it's a little different because I've talked with my parents, both of them, about sex.
Sure.
More than you have with your parents. But you're right. It's never, you know, detail by detail,
graphic
detail like that. And my mom, I mean, neither one of my parents know that we do this. My dad actually suspected or thought we did this way before we even started doing it.
Right.
He thought we were swingers way before we even thought about it ourselves.
He knows you well.
But my mom, she's the type that it wouldn't surprise her, but she would be in denial of it. She would hear it and then
block it.
Yeah, because she's a southern woman. She just, you know, would block it.
But still, even if we were to get into a conversation with your dad about swinging, it would never devolve into a conversation about what we do sexually. It would be more of how are we emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your dad wants
safety
to know that,
and all that kind of stuff.
Right, because your dad wants to know that you are in a good place. He loves you, and he wants to make sure that
you're in a secure and happy and loving relationship. And that's the same with kids. Kids just want to know that you're happy and secure and in a loving relationship. So that's kind of like a reverse explanation, but it kind of goes with the same.
So Maggie, I really appreciated that question. I hope you ask us another one.
I hope that didn't get
Bring it on.
Hi, this is Allie, and I am excited, and I'm going to be testing out Oh My Bod.
So I wish you could see Allie here.
Okay, I'm lying here, and I'm naked, and John has surprised me with this Oh My Bod that I'm going to get to test out. You hook it up to your iPod or computer, and you listen to your headphones, and the vibrator is supposed to go to the beat of the music. So he's taking notes, and he's going to see which songs turn me on the most. We're going to play some of our favorite music. Some of it's not pod safe, but we'll play some of the pod safe music as well.
Okay. Just put the headphones on and relax, and I'm going to be your master control here.
Changing pulsations. I'm not going to make it through all these songs. I'm telling you, this is cool. Okay, I'm just going to concentrate. It's pulsating to the beat of the song. Kind of comes with a, but it goes with a steady pulse.
So, baby, what'd you think about the Oh My Bod?
Oh My Bod was very hot. I enjoyed it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, I know that you were really turned on watching me with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like in my own world. I didn't even realize you were standing there. I was listening to the music, and it was vibrating to the beat. And I really got off on Brother Love's Push. That was good. That was cool. And some other of my songs that I can't mention.
Oh, we can mention the songs. We just can't play them.
Oh well, I don't want to mention them. But
you don't want to name names.
No, but I know you were saying, yeah, I want to watch you do this, and it was just driving you crazy. You wanted to interrupt me and get involved. So I would suggest to the women, do this alone without your partner. I'm not trying to be rude or anything to you, John, but I mean, to really escape and to get into it.
It's a masturbation tool, you're saying.
Yeah, it's a masturbation tool, and it's a very hot masturbation tool, and you can really get into listening to the music and having this vibrator just going to the rhythm and the beat. It's, I can't even explain. Honestly, when I put the earphones on and had that vibrator listening to the music,
right,
and it going to the beat of the music, I didn't need you.
Oh, damn, baby.
But one good thing about it is, and we did try it with talk, so if you have your husband or boyfriend's voice recorded and you download it or whatever on your iPod and do it, it works to the voice as well. Just not only music, but the talking. And now, that was hot. That was really hot. And especially if you pause a lot,
now,
which you do.
whose voice did you use?
Well, it was actually one of the callers that called in. It was just on our voicemail after the song, one of the callers that called in earlier, back in the
was
episode,
a male voice or what?
It was a male voice, but he talked and then he paused and he talked and he paused, and then I listened to your voice and that was hot as well. But the talking and then the pausing and the talking and you know that was, and the vibrator goes along to the.
Well, I will say,
picks up on that too and vibrates to the sound of just the voice without music. And that's what I'm saying. So it would be great, like if you were out of town and you sent me one of our favorite fucking songs also with your voice on it.
Mm.
And I could just put the headphones on and get busy. Get busy with it. Oh, I mean, it is, I can't explain it, but it really does. It just takes your mind. I don't know. It's very, very nice.
You
very
had a
nice.
Good time with that thing.
It's like you're masturbating, but you're not, it's, you're not doing it alone. You feel connected to the music, and music always has memories attached to it as well. And then with the voice, I mean, that.
You enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I sure did. Now you got to go out of town and
I got to cruise out of here.
No.
Put some distance between us.
Distance.
Distance. So there's a perfect little segue.
Oh, yeah. For our Barfly episode.
Yeah. We did a recording for Will at Smart Bomb Radio. He is a kick-ass fiction writer, and he put a call out for people who would like to do a reading for some of his stories. And so Allie and I thought, well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. And it was. It was great.
He sent us a script and we read it and we posted it over there on his website, and you can go check it out. It's on our website.
How would they find it? Can you just tell them
go to smartbombradio.com and then
what episode is it?
Oh, it's like 3 or 4. It's called Distance.
Yes.
Yeah. By John and Allie. Look for that. Look for that one. And it's almost PG rated.
Yeah, it's definitely PG, and we weren't used to that.
Yeah. Kind of different for us. So, another thing that's going on.
Oh, some of our listeners in the UK, the sexy couple, Paul and Kim, have just got into swinging. And they have a podcast now.
We're not alone.
To check it out. It's great. It's great.
That is so awesome.
So you can find their podcast
at www.swinglife.co.uk.
Yeah, check it out and give them some support.
Two episodes already. There's a new one. You haven't even heard it.
I haven't heard the new one.
Neither have I.
I've got to hear it.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed their first episode. So you guys go check them out and support fellow swingers. They're just getting into swinging. So it's neat to hear their perspective on getting into the lifestyle.
Yeah. And I think he wrote me an email and told me that they're on the road to full swap.
Oh, okay. All right.
So. Check them out, Paul and Kim, in the UK. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
Thank you very much. We do appreciate our listeners.
We're very thankful.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask all you guys to, if you're enjoying this show and you haven't heard some of them, to please go and download all of them. I'm not so sure how long we can keep all of SwingerCast for free forever. All the new shows will always be free, but just go download all the past shows.
If you want.
Yeah. And also wanted to say a big shout out to Phil Rossi from Feeling the Page for sending us that really cool bumper that led in the show. We really appreciate that. And a big shout out and thank you to Brother Love for letting us use his song Push. Mm-hmm. That Allie was pushing and pulling to.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. How did you ask him? Did you tell him that I was going to be masturbating to his song?
Yeah, I emailed him and told him, you know, briefly synopsis of what we were going to do with his music.
What did he say?
He was just like, rock on. Go for it. Can't wait to hear it. He asked if everybody does like his music, though, to go and download it in iTunes. You can buy his song and buy his music in iTunes or off of his website, which is linked on our show now. So thank you, Brother Love.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to talk about just briefly about what we're going to be doing December 22nd. One of our listeners emailed us, and it's something you all can participate in as well. Even if you don't have a partner, you can all
join us.
It's going to be a global orgasm on the 22nd of December, on the solstice day. We're going to affect positive change in the energy field of the earth
by having an orgasm. And I plan to do my part at least twice.
We'll do our part. So come join us on the 22nd for a global orgasm.
All right, you guys. Thanks again for listening, and keep swinging, keep smiling.
Play safe and have fun.
And thank you for listening to FM Radio. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Slowly, 8 years, yeah, I think you know.
Yeah.